Ah, rural Wisconsin, rolling farmlands, grazing cows, beautiful lakes and trees, and a Tibetan Buddhist temple. Wait, what? Yes, right here in Oregon, Wisconsin, a Tibetan Buddhist temple and monastery. A place for students of the Buddhist religion to live, study, and meditate, and for people of all ages to come and learn about Tibetan Buddhism and culture. But how did a temple like this end up here? Its story starts long ago, high up in the mountains of Tibet. Being a monk was what Lhundup Sopa had wanted ever since he was a boy. Monks devoted their lives to studying, helping others, and pursuing the path to enlightenment. But now that Lhundup was at the monastery, there was so much to memorize and learn. He was worried he'd never be able to accomplish it all, and then he'd be in trouble. In fact, he was so worried about doing a bad job that one day he decided to run away from school. He spent a whole night hiding by the gate of the school's monastery, and when morning came, he ran down the mountain and then hid in a barn. He was never going back. When he finally arrived home, his parents were surprised and even a little angry. What he did was dangerous. His parents let him stay for a few days, and when he returned to school, things weren't as bad as he had feared. His uncle at the monastery talked to his teacher. He could have more time for learning and memorizing. Without having to rush or worry about getting in trouble, things got much better for Lhundup Sopa. Soon, he was one of the best students in his school. Over time, Lhundup became highly respected for his understanding of Buddhist ideas. In fact, he was so knowledgeable that he became a teacher for other monks. When the Dalai Lama, the spiritual and political leader of Tibet, took his Buddhist degree exam, Lhundup Sopa was even chosen as one of the examiners. It was an incredible honor. But things were happening that would change his life forever, as well as the lives of tens of thousands of Tibetans. The Chinese government believed that Tibet was a part of China, and in 1950,